Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Lakshmi, the conference moderator for your call today. We welcome you to the post-results conference call of Cadila Healthcare Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Patel, Chairman and Managing Director from Cadila Healthcare Limited. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we'll conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Patel. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon and welcome to our post-result conference. I take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy and prosperous 2009. First of all, let me take you through the broad financial numbers. During the quarter on a consolidated basis, the total income grew by 31% year-on-year to Rs. 7,591 million from Rs. 5,796 million last year. This was driven mainly by 12% growth in domestic formulation business, 87% growth in US, 41% growth in Brazil business, 95% growth in the exports of emerging market with inclusion of Simlaya in pharmaceuticals in South Africa, 24% growth in consumer business and 23% growth in API business in total. The margin, the PBIDT margin, were up by 47% year-on-year to 1,525 million from 1,037 million last year. The PBIDT margin as percentage of operating income went up by 2.5% to 20.4% against 17.9% last year. Operating exchange rate fluctuation loss on receivable and payable stood at 79 million rupees. We also gained profit of 94 million rupees on sale of assets of Patalganga API manufacturing facility. The operating profit before tax, excluding exceptional items, non-operating items, and exchange rate change on foreign exchange receivables, payables, and loans, was up by 54% year-on-year to 971 million from 632 million last year. The adverse fluctuation on operating forex exposures, receivable and payable, resulting to loss of 79 million versus a gain of 12 million last year, and on conversion of foreign exchange debts, resulting into loss of 111 million against 55 million, restricted the PAT growth to 17%, which was up to 605 million from 516 million last year. During the quarter, the domestic formulation business posted a healthy growth of 12% with launch of 14 new products including line extensions and 5 new products for the first time in India. Continuing the robust performance on quarter on quarter, the US business posted a sale of 1,066 million, up 87% year on year, and bottom line before development expense and after minority interest was 65 million, up 151%. We filed 2 more ANDAs and 4 more DMFs with US FDA, taking our total filing to 80 ANDAs and 71 drug master files. We received 5 more new product approvals from French market, taking total approval to 26. The export to emerging market grew by 95% and posted a sale of 472 million, which includes the sale of 59 million of Simlaya Pharma in South Africa. The business in Brazil, both branded and generic, registered a sale of 472 million, up by 41%. Recently acquired laboratory Combix Spain posted a sale of 64 million for the quarter. The composite scheme of amalgamation to restructure the consumer business of the group was approved by Honorable High Court of Gujarat. With this, consumer business of Cadila Healthcare was integrated into Carnation Nutra Analog, and this is subsequently renamed as Zydus Wellness Limited. For the quarter, the consumer business on a consolidated basis grew 24% and posted a sale of 531 million. The API business, other than the Nicomed JV, registered a growth of 23% with an export growing at 35%. We became the first Indian pharmaceutical company and second pharmaceutical company in the world to receive WHO accreditation for Lysavec and the purified duck embryo vaccine PDAV. Strengthening our research pipeline, we filed 6 IND applications of ZYT1, a novel lipid-lowering molecule with DCGI. We acquired Aetna Biotech, Italy-based subsidiary of Dutch biopharma company Kusel. The deal, which marks Zydus' first acquisitions in the research space, offers the group highly evolved research platform of developing new vaccines and technologies. Thank you, and we will now start the Q&A session. You may address questions on domestic markets, non-regulated markets, regulated markets to me, and on results and finance to Mr. M.K. Patel. Over to the coordinator for Q&A.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your personal phone. I'll await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered with your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. We have a first question coming from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Good afternoon, everyone. Congrats on the numbers. Sir, if you could share your update on Hospira joint venture and what component would be the forex debt of the total debt? Thank you.
The Hospira joint venture has got approval from European Authority now. For the commercial sales will happen in the April of 2009.
Okay.
This is to ensure that we have a full tax benefit available.
Okay. And in terms of consignments or contracts, would you share any information? In terms of number of perhaps APIs to be exported or...
It's not API, it's a formulation.
Formulations, yes.
Yeah. And we expect the next year, for the full year, we will be expecting or sale of approximately 300 crores for the company, and that will be 150 crores for Zydus.
Okay, sir. And what would be the forex debt of total debt as of today?
Total debt is 710 crores, of which 900 crores is in forex. And of which about 400 crores is hedged.
400 crores would be the hedging.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll be in the queue just in case.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have the next question from Mr. Karthik from Deva Securities.
Yeah, hi. Just wanted to check with you, what is your industry outlook for the domestic formulations? Are you seeing overall industry, any particular segment where the sales outlook would be less, and in terms of your sales from the API plant in Pathalganga, I just missed the number, if you can share that. Thank you.
Okay, the domestic formulation formulation market will continue to grow at the similar rate, so I think around anything between 10 to 14% is the growth which we expect the market to continue growing at. We do not see a real slowing down of market at all at this moment. And as a company, we are also very confident that we would be growing at market plus rate. The only difference which you must notice is that last year all the sales were clocked with an excise duty at the rate of 16%, 14%, which has become 10%, 8%, and now it has become 4%. So obviously the sales number would get impacted to the extent of the excise duty rate change, because that way the MRP of the products will come down. But overall, the market will still continue growing at double digits. That's what we expect. The Pathalganga plant was sold off, and the profit on the sale was 93 million rupees.
So just one more thing is that, say, any abnormal increase in working capital or in any particular region or any such concerns even for the domestic part of the business?
No, we do not see any changes in working capital.
Domestic business, no, but as far as exports are concerned,
there are no changes in the working capital than what it was prevailing before.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Karthik. We have a next question from Mr. Rahul Sharma from Kavi.
wanted the breakup of export formulation, US, Brazil, France, Japan and rest of the world, and also wanted the breakup of Alterna revenues and profits.
Sure.
For the quarter and for the 9 months.
Okay.
The sales in US was 1,066 million rupees for the quarter. And for the 9 months, it was 2,683 million rupees. In France, the sales was 722 million rupees for the quarter. And for the 9 months, it was 1,646 million rupees.
1,300?
1,646 million rupees.
Okay.
Brazil operations sales was 272 million rupees for the quarter, and for the 9 months it was 1,297 million rupees. Recently acquired laboratory complex posted sales of 64 million rupees. Last year there was no sales. Japan, the sales was 67 million rupees for the quarter and 131 million rupees for 9 months. Himalaya posted sales of 59 million for the quarter and 171 million rupees for the 9 months.
Can you repeat South Africa again?
59 million rupees for the quarter and 171 million rupees for 9 months. In other emerging markets, sales for the quarter was 430 million rupees and for 9 months it was 1064 million rupees. As far as our JV with Nycomed is concerned, the sales for the quarter was 84 million rupees. And profit was 38 million only.
38?
Yeah, 38.
Okay, and what about 9 months?
9 months, the sales was 680 million rupees and profit was 477 million rupees.
Okay, could you also share the consumer business breakup, revenue breakup?
Yeah, consumer business, the sales for the quarter was 531 million rupees. And for the 9 months, it was 1,502 million rupees.
How would you divide it into Carnation, Sarabhai and the other consumer business?
It does not include Sarabhai. Sarabhai is separate. Sarabhai is now Zydus Animal Health. Animal Health sales apart from the 531 million which includes only Nutralite and sugar we never use. Animal Health business posted sales of 270 million rupees for the quarter and 860 million rupees for 9 months.
Okay. How much is Carnation, Nutra, Analog and the consumer that part of business contribute?
188 million rupees for the quarter was Carnation.
Okay.
And for 9 months it was 517 million rupees. And for the rest consumer, it was 343 million rupees for the quarter and 985 million rupees for 9 months.
I just wanted to know any outlook for your Alterna venture for FY10?
FY10, we expect a good demand and we expect that the average earning from these JV between 50 and 60 crore rupees per year would continue.
Okay, in terms of revenues?
In terms of profits.
Okay. And sir, any update on any other generic companies coming in on the pantoprazole front? Or Sun withdrawing, any update on that front?
No, we don't have any update.
Okay. And could you take us through the forex gain and loss which has been reflected in the books?
Yes.
The forex gain, forex loss for the quarter on operation side, that is on receivables and payables, net was 79 million rupees for the quarter and 195 million rupees for 9 months. 195 million rupees for the 9 months.
Okay.
On the debt side, the loss which is already reflected in our P&L, it is 111 million rupees for the quarter and 356 million rupees for 9 months.
Okay, but this forex operations, where is it reflected?
It is included in the general expenses.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sharma. We have a next question from Mr. Puneet from MP Advisor.
Yeah, hi, this is Nimish Mehta, and congrats for a great set of numbers. My first question is related to the domestic formulation. We have been expecting a robust performance, almost upward by 20%, as shared by you in the last conference call. The performance is just about 12%, and what do we now think about our 15% growth guidance for domestic formulation for the year?
We expect that next quarter we should touch that number. I think you should understand that the government reduced the excise duty, and as a result, our actual growth is high, but basically from 14% to 8%, 8% to 4%, our selling price has come down by almost 6%. So if you see over a period, if you compare apple to apple, then there is between 4 to 6% difference in the sales what we clocked last year and this year. And actually, if you see, an actual number is about 12%. But again, stock and all that, if you adjust it, there is still 4 to 6% difference will be there against actual growth. So actual growth is higher, but it won't reflect because the selling price has come down because of the excise duty.
What would be the growth on a net of excise basis in that case?
I don't have the number. We can provide it offline.
Okay. And what do you see the outlook next quarter and also going forward from here for domestic?
As I mentioned before, we would continue growing at market plus, so anything between 10 to 14% should be a definitely achievable number for the next quarter and going forward also.
I see. You don't see any issues related to debtors because of the credit crisis?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. My next question is related to the hike in interest expense that we have seen, which is probably almost double. So any color on that, why that happened, and is this a wave that we should look forward to?
Mainly because of the increasing borrowing, number one. Number two, rate, average rate, which was running at about 5% last year, has clocked almost 8.5% this year.
I see. And it is going to be like that.
And let me tell you, last year it was also offset by considerable foreign exchange gain. If you see the last quarter, three quarter result, there was a gain of about 5 crores plus on transactions of loan. Whereas this year we have lost of about 11 crores. So that also has added to the cost of interest.
Right. How much increase in borrowing have we made between, let's say, Q2 and Q3? Because we see a substantial increase in Q2 and Q3 as well, sequential increase in interest expense.
Approximately 225 crores
of increased debt.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was mainly done for funding some of the acquisitions, and we also acquired minority interest in the U.S. subsidiary. So these funds were raised only for that purpose.
Finally, what is the tax rate we should be looking at? I assume this quarter's tax rate is also substantially higher than what it
current year tax rate has gone up because of so many things, but you can expect the rate to remain at about 15 to 17 percent.
For this year, it should remain at whatever it is at 9 months.
No, this year it should come down in Q4. So overall, when you see the year end, you will see anywhere between 15 to 17%.
15 to 17%.
Yes.
And you mentioned about Hospira JV now kind of registering sales from April because of tax reasons. Can you elaborate on that? I couldn't understand.
I think it is basically the company will start making commercial billings from the next quarter onwards. That is what we mentioned. So that will allow us to get a full year tax benefit. That is only what we have mentioned.
Okay. Otherwise, the JV has
has received the approval and is currently doing the validation.
And what about the production? Has it started commercial production?
Commercial production will start from April.
Oh, that will also start from April.
Yeah.
I see. Can you guide us through the margin that you would have in Hospira JV? You mentioned
at this moment, it is not difficult to give you a number.
I see. Okay, fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pune. We have a next question from Mr. Jason Shaw from JM Financial.
Yeah, just a question on foreign exchange losses that you booked of 111 million rupees. So if you can just explain, what is the hedge outstanding currently?
Sir, days outstanding is about 400 crores and open is about remaining 500 crores is open.
Sorry, 400 crores is what exactly?
400 crores has been hedged.
Has been hedged?
Yeah.
And 500 crores is?
500 crores is open transaction, which I mean we generally keep it as the natural hedge against receivable.
Okay, so basically your current hedges are about 400 crores. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the entire foreign exchange rupee depreciation, you would have marked to market?
Yes, present here.
Okay, so nothing has been taken into balance sheet as well? Okay.
No, as of now, no.
Okay, and you also mentioned... So this 400 crores, I think, you know, in the initial commentary you mentioned is against the 900 crores of forex loans. So just to understand, so basically, is it right to presume that you have actually shorted dollars at 400 crores worth of dollars you have shorted?
I don't know.
What
is
it?
Have you sold
dollars?
Yeah, we have sold forward, yes.
Okay.
From receivable.
Sorry, against receivables you said?
We have sold forward out of receivable.
Right, okay. And this 900 crores of foreign exchange loans you mentioned, is it all in working capital form?
Not working capital form. I mean, substantial portion of that is for acquisitions and investments.
Right. Okay. And the last question is on your, new JV, the new thing which you talked about, 300 crores of JV fees and 150 you said will accrue to riders next year. So what would you say is the in-market sales for these products?
I don't have the number with me in front of me, but offline we can provide you the information.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question from Mr. Akshat Sia from MFS Global.
Yeah, good evening and congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question is regarding your strategy about vaccine. Since you have got receivable from WHO, as well as you have acquired Aetna Biotech now, could you just give us some colors about your strategy going forward on vaccines? Because as it is, there are very few players who are there in this segment, and how you look forward to this segment a little more in detail.
I think Aetna Biotech has certain technologies which are proprietary and patented.
Okay.
And in the equations, we also get those technologies and strains which allow us to get into newer vaccines. It also has some leading programs in some novel vaccines, particularly anti-malarial vaccine and HPV vaccine. So both these programs, which are innovative programs, which provides us a newer platform for technology, going forward for using some reverse genomic technology.
My understanding is that Aetna Biotech, which was earlier a subsidiary of Barna Biotech, they were the pioneer in this pentavalent vaccine. So do you also look forward to getting into that segment?
We will be looking for different all the vaccine segments, including one you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage of this acquisition is basically gives us access to all those technologies and strains.
Okay. And what could be the addressable market size for this vaccine which you got approved from WHO? Rabies anti-rabies vaccine?
At this moment, WHO has not come back with, they have only placed a trial order.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to basically do a field trial now with our vaccine and then basically they will give us the projections.
Okay.
So at this moment, I cannot give you any guidance on that.
And how many suppliers are there currently for WHO?
Only two.
Only
one is only one more, and that's only two companies.
Okay.
So one is a multinational company from Europe, and the one is here.
Okay. And the second thing, in terms of your first load and gain, you said that one you have rooted your first gain through P&L account, and then you have some defensive receivables and payables around 79 million for the quarter, and 195 million for the 9 months. Where this first load has been rooted to?
See, as far as trade transactions are concerned, they are grouped in other expenses. As far as loans and borrowing losses are concerned, they are grouped as part of interest.
Sorry, sir, can you just come again, please?
As far as trade loss is concerned, it is grouped in other expenses here.
Okay.
And as far as losses on borrowing is concerned, it is group A along with interest.
Interest, okay. But if primary because in interest component you have shown around 1108 million was for the quarter.
Yes.
And so when this 79 million has been shown? It is part of other expenditure?
It is part of other expenses.
Okay, so that can I consider that as a realized losses or like other mark to market only?
Sorry, come again?
Is it a realized loss or is it just mark to market only?
Part of it is realized also, part of it is mark to market.
Okay, can you just give us color how much would be the realized loss, sir, out of this?
Data is not compiled, I think we can give you offline.
Okay, sir, thank you. That's all for my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Akshat. We have a next question from Mr. Prashant Nayak from Citigroup.
Is there any gain that you have made, or gain or loss that you have made on the hedge position, or is that netted off against or included in the loss figures you mentioned?
It is always netted off, and for whatever losses reported.
Yeah, so this 79 plus 111 includes everything related to forex.
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Nayar. We have a next question from Mr. Karthik from Dava Securities.
Yeah, hi. So this, if I'm not wrong, you said that 84 million was the share of our sales for the Nicomer JV and made a profit of 38 million. So the profit margin here then comes to about 45%, which is very low from what we earn. So is it to do something with the authorized generic launch by the innovator, or is there some other products included?
No, there are some one-time expenditures and we have put in this quarter, and that is why you see the profits being low. Otherwise, the profitability is not getting impacted. But there are some one-time expenditures which were put on this quarter, and that's why you see the profit number. So if you remove the one-off those, then the profitability is the same.
Yes, sir. Then in that case, the next thing to check would be that we made a profit of about 48 crores from this JV in FY08, whereas for the first 9 months of FY09, you know, actually before adding the exceptional expenses, we already made about 48 crores here. So are we selling it to some other guys, or how do I read this?
We basically are supplying to our partner, and the market is doing well for our partner.
Okay, so is it fair to assume that till the time the generic stay in the market, you will be able to sell at the same run rate as you have been?
Well, we expect that will happen, but as I mentioned earlier to another question, is that for the next financial year also, we expect that the numbers would be good, and we expect that anything between 50 to 60 crore rupees profit will accrue to our P&L for the next financial year also.
50 to 60 crore, that will be your share, right?
Yeah, our share, of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Karthik. We have a next question from Mr. Puneet from MPA Advisor.
Yeah, hi. This is Nimish again. I have a couple of follow-up questions. First of all, can you tell us, do you see that the outlook on Altana JV will get impacted because of this higher wire steel whereby...
It should be only upside. Why should it be negative?
I mean, I am just asking. I don't know actually the outlook there.
But currently I can't say, but why should it be negative? I don't see any reason that it should be negative.
Okay. Second, can you comment on the margins from the France business? Is it been higher, lower? How has it been? Because it has...
I think we are maintaining the same level of margin, so it's not lower.
So it's about what EBITDA margin, if you can say?
For the quarter, we can give you the number.
For the quarter, the profit was
up to the quarter?
9 months. For 9 months, it was 151 million net rupees.
Okay.
Vis-a-vis 71 million rupees last year.
I see, okay. And finally, quick question on interest rate outlook. Do you see this interest rate going forward to be the same as in the high interest rate?
I would ask you that question rather than I answering, because I don't think we can forecast what is going to happen. Monetary policy was announced by RBI today, isn't it? So you might be knowing it better. But I don't want to guess that. Sorry.
I see, okay. Okay. But I mean, is it safe to assume that a large part, because a large part of it is related to the foreign exchange loans, the interest rate would be more a function of foreign exchange, foreign interest rates or LIBOR interest rates?
Rates are to be verified more or less stable in last quarter. But the issue is the markup is going up because whatever instrument has taken place in LIBOR are eaten away by the markup. So more or less interest rate, despite reduction in interest rate by other countries, they have, for India remains same.
I see. Oh, I got you. Okay.
You can take 8.5% as of now.
I see. Okay. Fine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Pune. Participants may please press star and one to ask any further questions. We have the next question from Mr. Gupta from Angie Investment Management.
Yeah, it's Ms. Gupta. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Sir, you've given the breakup of the sales for 3 months and 9 months. Could you give me the similar numbers for last year, same quarter?
Which company?
ING Investment Management.
No, no, no. Which company, which division you want?
Okay, sir, this is for all the geographies, US, France, Brazil.
Is it possible that we can give you offline because this is going to take a lot of numbers here? We are, it's ready, we can give you next half an hour.
Okay.
So if you can contact Mr. Vishal Gaur, he should be happy to he will be happy to provide you that information.
Okay, sir. Yes. And what is your debtor days outstanding now?
Debtor days outstanding? It is different for the different markets. I mean, you can't arrive at a consolidated number.
No, overall for the company.
Overall, I can say you, if you are talking about all the receivable CDs in the vicinity of 60 to 70 days.
Again, it is different for domestic, that is India, and the different geographies where we are operating.
And sir, any change in policy we followed in the Brazil markets where we are seeing some kind of credit crunch and hence more concern on the debtors?
Not, I mean, we have so far not experienced any type of credit crunch in Brazil because this is formulated, whatever you are talking about is API, I believe.
We supply, we sell to the customers directly to the pharmacy in the Brazilian market, so we are not seeing any problem at the moment.
And sir, what would be your R&D expenditure for this quarter?
The R&D expenditure for the quarter is 251 million rupees.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ms. Gupta. We have a next question from Mr. Jaisal Shah from JM Financial.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the foreign exchange thing a bit better because, you know, you said 900 crores is a forex liability and 400 crores is the hedge position. So this itself is about 1300 crores. Now if I look at the sequential rupee that
you have.
Out of 900, 400 is booked. So left out is for 500. So total foreign exchange rate is 900 crores. Remaining out of 1200 crores, 300 crores is rupee debt.
No, sure. So 900 crores is a foreign exchange denominated debt, right?
Yes.
400 crores you said is also your hedge position.
Yes, out of
the 900, 400 is hedge.
So, meaning that you have gone long on dollar.
Yes.
Because you have future dollar liabilities, so you have gone long on dollars, is it?
Yeah, I think I can understand.
By the way, this 500 crores is your net exposure?
Yeah, it is net exposure and I mean, okay. It always remains that natural hedge against receivable.
So what is, okay, so basically this is coming to 500 crores is your net foreign exchange liability open.
Yeah. And I think just if I can explain you policy then rather than the numbers. See, the policy is that we have a continuous export activity going on.
Right.
Based on the export activity, we have a natural hedge. So our long-term debt we basically cover to the extent we cannot hedge because of the foreign exchange because the net exports will be an X amount of money. So based on that, basically we have worked out that we need to basically forward cover the 400 crores which may not be covered through the export receivables. And balance, since we have a natural hedge, we don't cover it because ultimately if you do a long-term hedge, you know, you can gain and you can lose also. So considering that, we keep 500 crore open because there is a natural hedge available in our P&L.
Okay.
Okay.
Sir, Right, so when you say natural hedge, you see there is a receivables which is in dollar denominated terms.
Correct.
There's also some payables, you know, raw materials and other expenditures which will be in dollar terms.
Payables are not significant for us.
Okay, but there will be some net dollar income.
But there is net income of dollars, yes.
And then against that you have some loans outstanding, which are which is in dollar terms.
Correct.
So, as it happens, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears to me that your loan position is more than your net dollar income. Is that right?
You're absolutely right, because what, let me explain to you. Total debt is about 1,200 crores.
Right.
Out of that 400 crore, there are, out of that 900 crore is the total dollar denominated loan and balance is the rupee loan.
That's right.
So now we come to 900, 400 is forward cover and 500 is basically available against the natural hedge of export only. So your observation is right, but exactly you can understand that best now.
Right. So on this 500 crores which is, so basically 500 crores is open.
Correct.
And therefore that would be the gain in your accounts, in your receivables, basically in your revenue front.
Yeah.
Right. And the corresponding loss you will be booking in your foreign exchange loss item, that 11 crores.
See, in trade transactions, it always happens according to the accounting policy of the institute that trade transactions on the day you record, they are permanently recorded. And whatever is realization and other losses, you have to report separately. And that's why I have this type of reconsideration. Exactly, if you want to see, you have to get into the lot of details. Only then you will realize that why, 800 crore loss can be trade loss can be reconciled.
So basically, if I look at it simplistically, you know, you have 900 crores of forex liability.
Yeah.
Right. And of which 400, you're saying you've hedged.
Yeah.
So 500 crores is open.
Yes.
So there's a there's a benefit on the underlying business, but because those 500 crores is open, there will be a loss in your loan translation.
It is. Correct. I mean, we have provided for 1.60, I think, this quarter. 1.60 rupees per dollar is the loss for current quarter. And whatever is the gain, next gain has gone to other expenses.
Right. Now, I was just saying that 1.6 that you mentioned is about 4%. And if I look at the open position, it comes to about 500 crores. So that comes to close to about 20 crores.
No, but see, there is a balance sheet. Out of 500 crores, we are treating it as balance sheet agent. That's, I mean, on that, no loss or profit is considered. Neither on receivables nor on payables.
Right. Okay, fine. And the other question was on your field force. If you can just throw some light on what the field force is, what the strength is now?
About 3,000.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question from Ms. Rohita Sharma from Inam Securities.
Hi, this is Chandrasekhar on behalf of Rohita. I just wanted to know what's your debt repayment schedule for the next 3 to 4 years.
I think that detail we will have to give it on mail. You can send us the mail and we will reply.
Alright, okay, thanks.
We don't have the data available of just now ready, so maybe if you can send us a mail, we will reply you.
Alright, sir, thanks.
We'll give you all the information.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital.
Thanks again. I just wanted to know the investments that you plan to incur in the next 1 or 2 years, sir. If any.
Investment, you are talking about capex or you are talking about acquisitions?
In terms of FCCB land, more in terms of, the capex, ongoing capex and perhaps acquisitions on, if any, in the coming years.
Capex, as usual, we continue to spend about 150 crores every year. Maybe next year we have some plan of 170 odd crores. So you can continue to keep 150 crore provision every year, at least for next 2 years.
Okay, sir. And any acquisitions you plan to again look at in terms of these?
Yeah, acquisitions are always taken as it comes. As at present, nothing is on plate.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah. We have a next question from Mr. Srivatra from UTI Mutual Fund.
Sir, can you talk a little bit more about your joint ventures with Bharat Serum as well as in Novotech? What has been the progress in the last 9 months, sir? Thank you.
Okay, the joint venture with Bharat Serum, the plant is under validation now, and we have applied for the DCGI for a phase 3 study for a few indications. We expect the approval to come very soon when we will start the clinical trials for the novel product. And simultaneously, we are also working on a package for applying to US FDA.
Okay.
On the Zydus Novatech, we have 6 projects under development, which are all drug delivery based. They are at the stage of advanced development stage.
Okay.
And we will update you once we have filed.
So you have filed for ANDAs for these products, 6 products?
Not yet.
Okay. And sir, what would be the losses for both these ventures in the last 9 months, sir?
Yeah, we can provide you that. As far as Zydus PHB is concerned, the commercial... The commercial activity is not started, so there are no losses booked in this quarter.
Okay.
Correct? Yes?
No.
Sorry.
The loss for the quarter, that is Novatech, was 46 million.
Novatech?
Yes. And the loss for BSV?
Yeah.
Just a minute. It's very insignificant because the commercial activity has not started.
Okay.
So number is not insignificant.
Okay. And sir, what is the time frame for BSV to start the production? FY10 should see some sales from BSV, sir.
You can see the FY10 last quarter.
Okay. Okay, fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants may please press star and one to ask any further questions. To ask any further questions, participants are requested to press star and one. For any further questions, participants may please press star and one. Sir, I believe there are no more questions, so I'd like to hand over the questions, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us for the teleconference, and have a good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and using Tata Indicom conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you. Have a pleasant evening.